Welcome to the previously uncharted wilderness of women's healthcare. Here on the subcontinent of Obstetria, we will charter our tour here at the ecotone of motherhood. This is where many women embark on a hero's journey to have a child. It's an epic 9-month odyssey filled with miraculous moments, battles, heightened emotions, and agony. More than 83% of women in the U.S. complete a pregnancy journey at least once by the time they reach age 40. It's crazy to think that a 3-centimeter cervix can dilate to accommodate an average 13.5-inch newborn head as it passes through the birth canal. On your immediate right, you'll catch a glimpse of the beautiful Garden of Maternal Bliss, where mothers provide all the sustenance for new babies. Breastfeeding is miraculous, nourishing the baby and healing the mother's body. But even this wonderful place includes its travails, cracked nipples, inflammation of breast tissue that sometimes involves an infection, or difficulty latching. The more we understand about potential challenges, the easier it is to help new mothers. Here we bring nurse midwives and doulas into every woman's pregnancy to reduce complications, help overcome breastfeeding difficulties, and enhance the pregnancy experience. Even with this auspicious start, pitfalls abound. Just ahead, right at the shoreline, you might see occasional swirling sandstorms on the dunes of shame. Though few like to talk about it, we can't ignore the fact that after delivering a child, women face brutal judgment and ridicule from all fronts about their bodies. Mothers are often criticized about their breastfeeding choices, their inability to drop extra weight, and all matters of parenthood. They surely don't make the rewards of motherhood as satisfying. As we continue our route towards the bay at the state of pregnancy, it's hard to miss the rigid, dark and fierce mountains in the distance that butt up to the dunes. We call this place the range of common risks. Pregnant women here are embattled with serious complications that can further compromise their health, threaten their life, and risk loss of their unborn. In some cases, their pregnancy conditions lead to a greater likelihood of miscarriage, delivering preemies, or having the inability to carry a pregnancy to full term. Other health issues can and do abound, requiring immediate critical access to quality OBGYN care. Just over there on the right, you'll see the gated community of planned pregnancy, another revered place in the subcontinent of Obstetria. Women come here because they want to have a baby and need access to the care whenever it's needed. Approximately 51% of pregnancies begin with a plan. This community provides a promising start, and over 87% of planned pregnancies successfully deliver a bundle of joy. Of course, some natural and unavoidable disruptions, such as miscarriages, can and do occur. While they cannot be predicted or avoided, our OBGYN team's responsiveness, interventions, and comprehensive care ensure a safe and nurturing place for women to grieve and transition back to their lives as their timetables dictate. For others, the journey can be extremely smooth, especially when the mother and child are healthy. Child care is available, there is reliable income, a good support system of family and friends, parents have the time to spend to bond with their baby, and so on. I'm sure you can't help noticing the tightrope walk of privilege overhead that leads to the island of healthcare at the left. Yes, that's the only way to reach the island. It's a tropical paradise that includes the best-in-class prenatal care, but it is only for citizens who can afford it. Despite how remote it looks, the island has all the perks money can buy, like a wellness center, easy access to care specialists, and top-notch healthcare plans. However comfortable the island may be, it is not without its hazards. You can easily be subject to insurance premium hikes, coverage gaps, or both. With poor internet service, you could lose your remote job and insurance coverage. As we work our way through this narrow channel, we hope you are aware women have far too many competing priorities between their work, homes, and responsibilities as wife and mother, in addition to personal interests, educational pursuits, and their well-being. But somehow, quite miraculously, women find a way to get through it all. Look, over there, far into the distance of this desolate place, do you see a tall natural arch starting to come into view on our right? The arches of balance provide the ongoing support women need to sustain them and their families, lifting up their spirits and giving hope. However, the support systems women rely on are not always in place, such as in this desert of resources. Here at your right, prenatal OBGYN and post-delivery health checks during the critical first year after birth are essential components of healthcare for low-income pregnant women. Most often, affordable childcare is not available, particularly for shift-working parents. Without all these basic safety nets, women and their families fall into deeper debt and depression, which can potentially be compounded by physical, mental, and/or drug abuse. This plateau of grief dominates their lives and also undercuts families' dreams and livelihoods. Instead, in gynecologia, we provide the essential resources our women and their families deserve. Financial independence through child and elder parent care, education completion, higher education grants, specialized skill building, and job training and placement. And we ensure young, disadvantaged families have easy access to all forms of health care and food security. Since we are coming close to the end of our tour, we wish to point out here at your left the canyon of unintended pregnancy. The valley is surrounded by difficult terrain, including mountains of debt. About half the women in the valley seek abortions if accessible. Most already have children. These women face a significant probability of escalating debt, bankruptcy, or homelessness. Spiraling debt is not surprising when you consider that the average middle-class family spends nearly $250,000 to raise a child from birth to 17. Thank you for joining us today on the subcontinent of obstetria. We hope you will join us on our final tour as we cruise to the promised land.